the secondary definition that he gave me that was a lot easier to understand. It's the idea of that you have rich media conferencing, audio, video, web conferencing, and you basically bring it all together along with telephone or your telephony-centric voice system, and it comes all over the Internet, or IP, the Internet protocol. And this includes email, instant messaging, and basically it's the idea that you have policies, you have an approach, you have a user experience that is all, you know, unified, if you will. It's all integrated. And instead of buying pieces siloed, which happened many years ago, where well, I'm going to have a phone system, then I'm going to have a kind of a web conferencing system or an audio, you know, kind of a speaker phone. You have it all that works together, and that makes such a big difference.
So is that why it's important then for federal agencies, because it eliminates that siloing?
Well, that is a huge benefit, because it's also going to reduce your costs when you reduce the siloing and make things easier to use. But I think the biggest benefit, according to the survey that the federal employees or agencies are saying, is all about the continuity of operations. I mean, when you look at what it can do for COOP, let's start with the idea that if you have to send a message out to all your employees because there's a problem, a disaster, a flooding, even just a closure because of snow.
Oh my goodness, where did he go?
Well,
of continuity of operations.
Yeah, we just lost all the phones. We have Jason Miller back, so let me quickly do this. And hi, Jason.
Hello. I was thought I was talking to myself.
You were. Just everything's sort of gone a little haywire here. But we're all fine.
We're back now.
We're having a good time. So
it's Friday. It's okay.
Yeah. Jason, you were just explaining about why this is important for federal agencies and avoiding that whole silo.
Sure. Now, unified communications, the continuity of operations really is what is driving the benefits here for federal agencies. The idea that they can send a text message, an email message, broadcast it to a wide range of people immediately should there be any kind of man-made natural disaster. You know, a snowstorm closes federal agencies. Boom, you can send it all, every cell phone, every BlackBerry, every email account can get a, hey, we're closed for today, or we're, you know, 2 hours late. And I think that's part of the goal here is to make it easier. Interestingly, the private sector said decreasing costs and improving productivity was their biggest benefits of continuity of operations. So I don't know if there's a disconnect. I just think that, you know, the federal government sees things a little differently than the private sector, and that continuity of operations, that idea of communicating to a large number of people at once is a big key.
And that's how they found out more about how federal agencies are doing and as far as moving toward these technologies. I mean, better idea, better grasp of that.
Well, DOD obviously is going to be out in front. I think their mission just puts them out there. They have the unified communication is so important. I've also heard other agencies such as the VA hospital system is using voice over IP. SSA, Social Security Administration, has moved to voice over IP. I think Motorola held that contract, and that was a recent move they've had a lot of success in. In fact, it says, according to the survey, half the feds who were surveyed said they have fully deployed things like audio conferencing. 31% said instant messaging and web conferencing they have fully deployed.
Really?
While IP telephony was only 21% said they had done that. So I think you may see that piece increase because of the networks contract that GSA is doing. So it's a slow roll. That the gentleman from CDWG expects a bigger wave of this effort to move to unified communications over the next year and a half, 2 years or so.
And this is another one of these situations where DOD is just, they're out in front of most other organizations.
Yeah, and they have to be for a number of reasons. You know, their mission is so important. The fact that, you know, they have people all over the world. And I think that just makes sense. This you know, in fact, I emailed Dave Winnergren, the deputy CIO at DOD, to say, hey, you know, where can I find a copy of this unified communication strategy? Because I was at a recent conference, and someone from DISA just mentioned it, not quite in passing, but she was unable to offer a ton of insight into it. So I'm trying to get a copy of it to put up on our website. But it's a fascinating, you know, concept to move to that idea that everything over the web.
Who else is out in front? You mentioned DOD. Other agencies also getting ahead of the curve?
Yeah, there's a few. I mean, it's funny because I asked the people from CDWG about that too, and they were kind of, you know, they didn't offer a lot of insight into that, unfortunately. But I know, for instance, you know, Social Security Administration is using VoIP, which is one way down that path. So I think agencies are going to get there. They have to understand, okay, what's our end state going to look like over the next 3 to 5 years, and then do a phased-in approach, maybe upgrading audio, video, and web first, and then moving to VoIP. So it's all a process.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, and more on Monday, right?
Absolutely. My conversation with Peter Shuckle from CDWG on the Federal Drive, and of course on federalnewsradio.com.
Very nice. And you'll chase down that DISA, the Unified DOD, because I think a lot of agencies would like to see that to help them sort of get their strategy together, too.
Absolutely, yeah. It's on my list.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Thank you. Have a good weekend,
Jason.
You
too. Thank you all.
Jason has a list. It's 4:53 coming up.